Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to start by saying thank you to Nasser for your kind words to my brother from Islamic Relief. I was just struck as I came in this morning that that this is a time of Advent. It's a time where we're about to celebrate Christmas as Christians. And Christmas remembers a refugee child who's born to an unmarried mother 2,000 years ago. It just feels like this is a... this is a season for us to be, as Christians, to be looking at this subject. And our commitments for the future are, first of all, to work with our partners, multi-faith partners, to ensure that all our faith leaders are trained. And the training is in this. Nasser mentioned it, but it's first and foremost to listen to the children in their context, to listen to them and then to protect them, to ensure that they're protected, and then to develop psychosocial support and psychosocial remedies for those who've been traumatized through their experience. And we're working together with other agencies to do this on an international standard of training. So this is not just some kind of ad hoc. We're all going to work together and make sure we have joint standards and international standards, making sure that we listen to children and responding to their needs. And to do that with the faith leaders in the community, recognizing the importance that they have in their communities and the difference they can make. Their voices are often heard where ours aren't. They're speaking to the people in their communities every week, so just ensuring that they're educated and equipped to have the right conversation with the children in their care. So that's the first thing. The second thing, through another alliance, we're working with to bring 500,000, that's 500,000 households out of poverty in refugee and host communities in the next 5 years. That's over $100 million worth of programming. So that's 500,000, 500,000 households to be brought out of poverty as refugees and in host communities over the next 5 years. And that's a new commitment to try to give those that we serve dignity and the ability to plot their own course and to build their own sustainability in some of the most difficult environments where they exist and live. And the final thing I'd like to say is it's been said by a few people, but just to say thank you to Farida, to Maria, and to Karim. And it's those voices that I think touch our hearts. And those are the ones that we remember as we leave this place. But thank you for speaking up. You are listened to. And what you say does make a difference. So thank you for taking the stage and sharing your experiences. Thank you.